Hi, everybody. This is English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today we're going to talk about something going on with research, and that research has to do with human psychology. Maybe you know some people, they're very outgoing, they're very outspoken, they're talking all the time. But on the other hand, maybe you know one or two people who don't like to talk so much, and they seem to be kind of afraid of other people.
Yeah, there is a difference between being shy and just being quiet. I've known people who are quiet. They're not afraid to say anything. They just like to listen more. They don't say a whole lot. Then there are people who are really shy. If you're shy, you're afraid of talking to people you don't know. You feel a little uncomfortable. You might even get embarrassed. It's hard for you to go to parties and mix in with lots of people that are new to you. That's kind of hard if you're shy.
Indeed, and I think all of us are shy to a certain degree. I think it's just about to what degree we are shy, but we are going to talk about shyness today and the fact that maybe some people can overcome shyness. I think we'll also say that actually there's not really that much bad with being shy.
No.
It might be hereditary. Don't feel ashamed if you're shy. But on the other hand, though, if you are shy, you may not be able to get ahead in life like other people would if they're more outgoing and stuff like that. So it's something to keep in mind. But in any case, let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire content of today's lesson now one time through.
Thrust into a new and uncomfortable situation, we suddenly seem nervous, begin to blush, sweat, and choke on our words. The sensation is universal, as nearly everyone feels shy from time to time. But are some people born to be shy? Scientists, after studying the human brain, believe that shyness can be inherited genetically from our parents. In order to study the hereditary aspect of shyness, scientists looked at a part of the brain called the amygdala, which shows high activity when someone feels shy. Toddlers were selected as test subjects and divided into shy and outgoing groups. Scientists caught up with the groups again 20 years later and performed a test in which the volunteers were shown photos of human faces with neutral expressions. Some of the photos were familiar, while the others were not. The amygdalin people who were identified as shy toddlers showed more activity when they saw an unfamiliar face. Those who were classified as outgoing showed much less activity in the same region of their brain, regardless of the faces shown. The data proved to researchers that shyness is inherited rather than learned. Despite this, shyness can be overcome to a certain extent. Shy people can join clubs or sports teams, or try to show people their unique abilities to gain acceptance. These activities can foster a sense of self-confidence in a shy person, making them more extroverted. What's more, being shy isn't all bad either. As researchers say, shy people are good at observing their surroundings and greatly cherish their friends.
Okay, everybody, it's time now to discuss the contents of today's lesson, just in case you don't quite understand everything we talked about here. So let's get to it. It's all about research here, trying to find some information about things that we don't know. We have to do research, or we have to conduct a study. And the title of our article for today is, Can People Overcome Shyness? If you are a shy person, that means you're kind of quiet. You're kind of afraid of social situations. Maybe you'd rather stay home and read or watch TV or something like that. And the thought of having contact with other people can be quite terrifying to you. That means you're shy. But here we're asking the question, can people overcome shyness? In other words, can you solve this problem so that you're not so shy anymore?
Yeah, can you get past it? Can you start to deal with it? Well, here's a situation. Shy people who are thrust into a new and unfamiliar situation may suddenly seem nervous. They might start to blush or sweat and even choke on the words they're trying to get out. If you're thrust into a situation, it means someone else is pushing you in there. You didn't really want to go. You're not willing to go, but somehow you have to deal with a situation that's hard for you. If it's unfamiliar, you're not used to it, it's something new to you. If you're nervous, it's a kind of a scary feeling that you have. And if you blush, it's when your cheeks all turn red because you're embarrassed usually. Or maybe you said something that you're ashamed of. Or maybe you feel confused. Your face will suddenly turn pinkish red. That's blushing. You might even start to sweat and choke on your words. If you're choking on words, it means you just can't get the words out very easily.
Well, the sensation is universal, as nearly everyone feels shy from time to time. Here we have the word sensation, which means it's a physical feeling or perception you have of something. It's the result of something that happens to you. Of course, if you are near ice, you'll have a cold sensation, whereas if you're outside on a hot day, you will have a hot sensation.
Or if you fall asleep on your arm or your arm is in the wrong position, you might get a tingling sensation in your arm. It kind of feels numb. That happens to us, too. Well, this sensation of being nervous and blushing and sweating and even being able to talk is a situation that's universal, meaning it applies to everyone. Everyone goes through it. We're using the phrase here, from time to time, which just means sometimes. From time to time, I eat Thai food because I like it. So everyone has gone through this experience at least once in their lives, whether they're shy or not.
Mm-hmm. Everyone feels shy from time to time. Sometimes, you could simply say. But are some people born to be shy? This is the question we're asking today. Do you have it in your genes or in your DNA? Well, scientists, after studying the human brain, believe that shyness can be inherited genetically from our parents. So we do have some scientists here, and they have been studying the human brain, and now they've come to the conclusion that shyness can indeed be inherited genetically from our mom and dad. Now, to inherit here, that's the verb. To inherit means you get something from your parents, basically. It could be money. After your parents die, you could inherit a fortune. Here we can talk about inheriting genes or inheriting personality traits from your parents. Maybe your parents had blonde hair and you do too, so you inherited that from your parents.
Your genes are the parts of a cell that control or influence your appearance, your growth, how healthy you are. Those are your genes. So you can inherit that from your parents. We're using the adverb here, genetically. You inherit something genetically. So you get something from your parents through genes that they pass down. In order to actually study the hereditary aspect of shyness, they wanted to look at the part of the brain that controls it, they thought. Hereditary is a word that means it's passed down from parent to child, and it happens before birth. Some illnesses or diseases are hereditary. For example, diabetes. My father's family had diabetes, and he has it too. Thank goodness none of my brothers and sisters do. Knock on wood, which means hopefully that will continue. If you knock on wood, you give yourself good luck. Well, if you're talking about how we get it from our parents, you're talking about the aspect that has to do with our genes. It's hereditary. Aspect is a word that simply means a part of something. So we're going to look at the hereditary part of shyness, I could say.
Right, aspect, a particular part or feature of something. So, yes, to study the hereditary aspect of shyness, this particular part of shyness, scientists decided to look at a part of the brain which is called the amygdala. Amygdala. Now, I am not a scientist, and I'm not 100% sure what the amygdala is, but in any case, the brain is divided up into different areas. It's deep inside the brain, basically, and it is responsible for various kinds of behavior. So here, it shows high activity when someone feels shy. So if you have the patient hooked up to some kind of scanner or something that can see the brain, when you have a shy person there and the person feels shy, then that part of the brain will be very active. It will show high activity.
Now, how they did this study was they chose some toddlers as test subjects. The test subject is the person who will be studied. They're going to be taking research or gathering data on these particular people. In this study, they actually use toddlers. Ooh. A toddler is a word we use for a young child who's just learning to walk, and he's not very steady. He goes back and forth, so he toddles. That's another word. But a toddler is a young kid, probably from the age of 1 to 3. They're toddlers. They selected these young kids and divided them into two groups. One group was shy, and one group was labeled outgoing.
Okay, so shy means you're kind of afraid of other people, and the opposite is outgoing. So they have these as test subjects, and scientists caught up with the groups again 20 years later and performed a test in which the volunteers were shown photos of human faces. So I guess this particular study was divided into two parts. First of all, we've got the shy people and the outgoing ones. Then, if you catch up with someone, that means you get yourself to the position where those people are, okay? So, for example, if you're walking down the street and there's your friend John walking up ahead of you, you walk faster in order to catch up with him.
We also use it as sort of an informal phrase to say we're going to meet up with someone later. Oh, I've got to run. I'll catch up with you later. Meaning we can get together again in the future, talk about what's going on in our lives. Here, the scientists actually did meet again with these groups of toddlers they'd studied 20 years earlier, and that's when they performed a test again. And they saw the volunteers were reacting differently to photos of human faces. They had photos of people who had neutral expressions on their face. Your expression is the way your face shows emotion. You might have a happy expression on your face if you're smiling, or a sad expression, which lets people know how you're feeling. If it's neutral, Tom, what is that?
Neutral means you're not helping or supporting either of two different sides of a particular conflict, okay? Neutral in a war, for example. Switzerland was neutral during World War II. They neither supported nor was against the Germans here. I believe when I read this sentence, it said natural here, but that's similar in meaning. Neutral, again, means you're kind of in the middle. If you're driving your car, for example, you may have it in neutral. You would do that more often if you're driving a stick shift or manual transmission. Okay, everybody, that's the halfway point for today's article. Let's take a time out now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天要谈的主题叫做 shyness, 跟害羞有关系。我们都曾经有害羞的经验过。在含有第一个空格的句子提到 ,the sensation is blank one as nearly everyone feels shy from time to time. 这样子的感觉，这样子提到前面，因为紧张开始脸红，流汗说不出话的这种感觉 ,sensation, 其实在每个人感到害羞的时候都是非常普遍一般的。根据句意呢，我们来看一下选项 A, evident, 明显的 ,B, various, 不同的 ,C, competent, 有能力的 ,D, universal, 普遍的一般的。害羞时候的反应其实呢，那么都因为人而有所不同，是相当普遍一般，所以第一题我们当然就选 D, universal。科学家为了要了解到底害羞是天性遗传的还是后天培养的，就去研究了一个在大脑里面称为杏仁核的区块。而我们接着来看到第二个空格的句子， Toddlers were selected as test subjects and blank two into shy and outgoing groups。 这些幼儿呢，那么他们被选为当作是测试的对象。我们都知道做实验的时候一定要有比较跟对照，所以分成了两组。在这里第二题我们答案呢就可以选择 B divided， 第二题的 A 选项 diverted 使转向改道， C 选项 derived 取得得到， D defined解释给什么下定义，都不是正确的答案。接续这个实验，科学家呢就注意到 Scientists caught up with the groups again 20 years later and performed a test， 20年之后再一次的进行了这个测试， In which the volunteers were shown photos of human faces blank 3 neutral expressions，再一次的呢给他们看这些人脸，而这些人脸的表情呢其实是不太有什么表情，在这里 neutral 本来是指中性的，但是在这里延伸成为毫无表情的人脸照片。这些人脸 faces 带着怎么样的情绪跟带着怎么样的表情，在这里第三题我们就可以选 C 选项的 with 解释成为附带有的意思。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, welcome back.We're talking about some research that some scientists did with some toddlers. Remember, those are small children who have just learned to walk. And they were studying one group of toddlers who were shy and another group of toddlers who were outgoing, not shy. Well, they caught up with them again 20 years later and they performed a test. And the volunteers in this test were shown photos of human faces again,with neutral expressions. In other words, they weren't happy, they weren't sad. They just had a basic expression that basically everybody has when they're out walking in the city. It's a neutral expression. We don't like to show our emotions too much to other people. And some of the photos were familiar while others were not. So I guess the photos that were familiar were of people that they knew so they would feel comfortable around them. And the other ones were not so familiar. They were pictures of strangers.
So what did they find out, the researchers who were doing this test? Well, they discovered that the amygdala, that's the part of your brain that is associated with emotions, they found out that this amygdala in the people who were identified as shy toddlers showed more activity when they saw an unfamiliar face. So remember, they havegroups of photos of people that their volunteers know, and there are other photos the volunteers do not know. They've never seen them before. Well, when they showed these photos of unfamiliar faces to the group, that had originally been labeled as shy, there was more activity in the amygdala area. When you use this word to identify, it's a verb that means you know and you say what something is.For example, if you lose your cell phone, you can go to the lost and found area in a store. But they will first ask you to identify your phone. You have to say, these are the features of my phone. That's my phone right there, and you can point to it. Well, there were people in this study, remember, that were identified as shy. They were labeled shy, while others were labeled outgoing, very friendly.
Right, so maybe the scientists talked to these little kids first, and some kids, of course, bowed their heads down because they were afraid of the scientists. So they identified them as being shy. So they showed more activity in the amygdala when they saw...An unfamiliar face, when they saw a stranger, their brains were active in that area of their brain, which means they were kind of feeling insecure. They were not feeling comfortable looking at that face.
Here's another verb that's very similar to be identified as something else. If you classify something, it means you arrange things like people or objects into groups based on the ways that they are alike. So they took all the people that seemed to be more friendly and who were not afraid to talk to strangers. They put them into a group that they labeled or classified as outgoing. So when these folks who were more outgoing were showed these pictures of unfamiliar faces, there just wasn't very much activity in the same part of the brain that is called the amygdala that we've been talking about. In fact, there wasn't much difference when they saw familiar faces and unfamiliar faces. Their reactions were about the same in their brain. That's very interesting.
It is. So, yes, they were showed the same pictures, but they did not have the kind of activity that shy kids did. It was regardless of the faces shown. Regardless means we're not paying attention to the present situation. It doesn't matter. Despite the circumstances, they still did not show activity in that part of the brain. So basically that means that these outgoing kids weren't afraid of strangers. They probably thought, hey, a new friend, isn't that great? Well, the data proved to researchers that shyness is inherited rather than learned. So based on these observations and based on this research, now these scientists believe that, hey, shyness is not something you learn. It's something you inherit. It's in your genes.
Well, despite this, shyness can be overcome to a certain extent. We use that phrase, to a certain extent, when we want to indicate what degree that something happens or exists or is true. I could say, I really like the weather in Taiwan to a certain extent. I don't like it completely. There are parts of it I don't like the summer when it's really hot. So it kind of tells to the degree something is true. Well, here's our statement. Shyness can be overcome. How much can it be overcome? Well, not completely, but it can be overcome to a certain extent, to some degree. So if you overcome something, again, it just means you successfully deal with it. You gain control over it. You conquer something that's really difficult.
You deal with a problem, and to a certain extent could also be expressed as to a certain degree, maybe 20, 50%, somewhere in there. And shy people can join clubs or sports teams or try to show people their unique abilities to gain acceptance. So these are some possible methods or suggestions that shy people can try to overcome their shyness. Join a club and talk to people that you have things in common with. Join a sports team if you're good at a sport. You can be a member of a team. Or also try to show other people your unique abilities, your special abilities. Unique here just means it's the only one of its kind. So maybe you can do something that other people can't, and you'll be accepted by other people. Wow, you know how to juggle tennis balls? That's pretty cool. We can't do that. You're out of sight. You're really special.
If people accept you, it means they allow you into their group. Maybe they allow you to join a club, or you're accepted into a social circle. Well, these activities can foster or help your sense of self-confidence. If you foster something, you help something develop or grow. So participating in activities will help you if you're a little shy. It helps your self-confidence, and you seem to be more extroverted if you do these things. If you're extroverted, you're a friendly person who likes being with other people and talking to people. You're outgoing. In fact, it just means outgoing. The opposite of extroverted would be introverted, which means you don't like those things. You're a little bit more shy. Well, what's more, being shy isn't all bad either. Here are the good things about it. Shy people are really good at observing their surroundings. They watch people. They listen carefully to what's going on. They sometimes have a better idea of what's happening than outgoing people, because outgoing people are too busy talking.
It is true, and I think shy people would probably make very good writers, whereas outgoing people would probably make better leaders and would do good at business and stuff like that. So our point here is that being shy isn't necessarily a bad thing. You might want to overcome it to a certain extent, but please remember that being shy can be an asset here. And also there is the idea that shy people can cherish their friends. To cherish means to protect and care for something in a loving way. You can cherish your butterfly collection, for example, if you like to collect butterflies. Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Thanks. We'd like to extend the time now to our Chinese teacher so she may talk to you now. So please, take over.
接着我们来看到第四个空格 Some of the photos were familiar, while blank four were not. 这些照片对这些受试者来说有些看起来很熟悉然而其他则不是。在这里就要考考大家的文法观念 Some of the photos 是由指定范围之内的一些而相对照的当然也是指定范围的其他所以第四题我们当然要选 C 选项的 The Others 接着来看到第五个空格的句子 Those who were classified as outgoing showed much less activity in the same blank five of their brain那些呢呈现出被归类为是活泼的对象在大脑的这个杏仁核的什么呢是比较不活跃的 much less activity 还记得我们讲到研究大脑的某个称作杏仁核的区块吗第五个 A 选项的 region 可以解释成为区域 B block 积木或者是阻塞物C. Room, 空间房间 D. District, 行政区辖区那么会发现在杏仁核相同的这个区块就比较不活跃所以第五题我们答案就选 A. Region 接着看第六个空格 The data proved to researchers that shyness is inherited blank six learned经过这样的实验就发现呢其实啊害羞是 inherited 是遗传的是天生的相较于 learned 指的是后天学习到的你就发现害羞其实是天生而不是后天学习得来的所以在第六题我们可以选择 rather than 解释成为而不是的意思第七个我们来看到这里的句子提到 Shy people can join clubs or sports teams or try to show people their unique ability to gain blank seven 害羞的人怎么办呢其实他们可以多参与一些活动试着展现出他们独特的能力来获得什么呢 A. Assistance 协助 B. Acceptance 认同C. Arrogance, 傲慢自大 D. Acquaintance, 相识了解害羞的人需要多参与活动来取得大家对他的认同感所以第七题我们就选 B. Acceptance
Thanks for joining us everyone, we're out of time Hopefully you're not too shy If you are, get out there and get involved and build your self-confidence For English Digest, I'm Stephanie
And I'm Tom, goodbye
Bye